All right, so Goblin's Protocol has been on my radar, and I gotta say, the way they're approaching rewards, well, it's pretty slick.
Yeah, it's definitely an interesting model.
It's not just about attracting liquidity providers, right? They're also giving stakers a piece of the pie.
Exactly. They're trying to incentivize participation on multiple levels, which is pretty smart when you think about it.
So we're going deep on this today, pulling insights from Tom Stelter's report, Pool Rewards, how Goblin's Protocol allocates and distributes Goblin's cash. It came out just a few weeks ago, late August, actually. You familiar with it?
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, it's kind of the go-to breakdown of their reward system.
Right. And it's a good one. So for anyone just tuning in, let's start with the basics. When we talk about liquidity providers, or LPs, as everyone calls them,
Right.
we're talking about users who essentially park their crypto in these pools to facilitate trades, and in return, they get a cut of the fees. Pretty standard stuff in DeFi.
Yeah, it's become the backbone of a lot of decentralized exchanges, right? You provide liquidity, you earn fees.
Exactly. But Goblin's Protocol takes it a step further, and that's what we're going to unpack today. So we got these two avenues for earning rewards with Goblin's Protocol, right? First, we have the classic LP route, provide liquidity, earn trading fees. But then there's this whole other layer for those staking their GOB tokens, the protocol's native token.
Right, and that's where it gets interesting, right? Because you're essentially sharing in the success of the entire protocol, not just a single liquidity pool.
Now, how much are we talking about here? What kind of cut do GOB stakers actually get?
So Goblin's protocol, they've set aside a fixed percentage, 25% to be exact,
Yeah.
of all the fees generated across all their liquidity pools. And that 25% goes directly to the GOB stakers.
Wow. So even if you're not comfortable, let's say, with the whole actively managing liquidity thing, you can still potentially earn passively just by holding their token.
Precisely. And that can be very attractive for those who maybe prefer a more hands-off approach. Stake your GOB, sit back, and let the protocol do its work.
Now, Stelter's report, he dives into this whole fee tier system that Goblin's Protocol uses, right? You got your 0.05%, your 0.3%, and then boom, a 1% tier. And honestly, my first instinct was like, all right, sign me up for that 1%. But then I had to remind myself, bigger rewards, usually bigger risks, right?
Oh, absolutely. And that's something that Stelter really emphasizes in the report, right? It's that classic risk-reward trade-off. I mean, that 1% tier, yeah, it sounds amazing, and it very well might be. But you also have to remember that higher fee tiers, they're going to attract pairs that are probably way more volatile.
Makes sense. So if you're someone who's maybe a little more risk averse or just starting out,
Yeah.
it might be smarter to dip your toes in that lower tier pool, even if the potential rewards aren't as, eye-popping.
Exactly. It's about finding that balance, right? Understanding your own risk tolerance and then choosing the tier that aligns with that.
Now there's this concept that Stelper talks about, active liquidity provision, and he even throws in this thing about an active zone. Honestly, it sounds more like a video game than DeFi.
Right. It's a little jargony at first. But basically, think of it this way. When you provide liquidity, it's not just a set it and forget it kind of deal. You have to be mindful of price movements. Because let's say the price of one of the tokens in your pair, it suddenly takes a nosedive. Or maybe it skyrockets, right? Suddenly, the liquidity you provided, it might fall outside of what they call the active zone.
In the active zone.
That's where most of the trading is happening, right? It's that
What do you
sweet
think?
spot, that price range where people are actively buying and selling. So if your liquidity is outside of that zone, well, you're not really facilitating as many trades, which
That's
means
what fees.
exactly. So Goblin's protocol, they really incentivize this active liquidity management. It's about making sure that your liquidity is always positioned where it can actually, generate those fees.
All right, so we've got fee tiers to consider. We've got this active zone to think about. Anything else that Stelter highlights?
Well, he also stresses the importance of staying adaptable to the market conditions, right? Because even the best protocols, they don't exist in a vacuum.
You've got to zoom out and look at the bigger picture.
Exactly. Remember back in insert a recent crypto market event. Yeah, that was a wild ride. And it was a harsh reminder that you always have to be aware of what's happening in the broader crypto market, even when you're focused on a specific protocol like Goblin's.
Absolutely. So, diversification, understanding market trends, that's all part of the game. Okay, I think we've covered a lot of ground here. Let's do a quick recap for our listeners.
That's good.
So, with Goblin's Protocol, you've got these two main ways to potentially boost your crypto. providing liquidity for direct fee rewards, and then staking your GOB tokens to earn a share of the protocol's overall revenue.
And the choice really depends on your own risk appetite and investment strategy, right?
For sure, for sure. But here's something that's been on my mind. Stelter talks about the importance of active management, of staying adaptable. It makes me wonder, what role does the Goblins community itself play in all of this? Could shared knowledge, strategies for navigating those fee tiers, insights into market movements, could that be the real key to unlocking the full potential of this protocol? Something to ponder, right?
It's definitely something to consider.
Yeah.
Community can be powerful in this space.
Absolutely. All right, folks, hopefully this deep dive into Goblins Protocol has given you some food for thought. Until next time.